It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Braves baseball. We bring in our Braves reporter for MLB.com, Mark Bowman. And Mark, this is one of the things that we have talked about on this podcast, whether Matt Kemp was going to be moved or not. And he is. He traded to the Dodgers in a swap of really big contracts. Lefty Scott Kazmir, right-hander Brandon McCarthy, infielder Charlie Culberson, and Adrian Gonzalez, who the Braves then DFA'd, all came to Atlanta. Braves also got some cash in that deal. Let's break this down one by one. First, they DFA'd Adrian Gonzalez. What was behind that decision?
Well, that was to get Adrian to agree to the trade. The Braves had to guarantee him that he would be DFA'd immediately. There were obviously the Dodgers did not have at bats to give him, and the Braves did not have at bats to give him their first base. This was essentially, you know, the kind of trade you'd see in the NBA a lot of times. You know, we've seen a few in baseball, but to move Matt Kemp's contract, to move Adrian Gonzalez's contract, unwanted contracts, you know, the teams had to be creative. For the Dodgers, they wanted to reduce their payroll this year to get underneath the luxury tax implications, get away from that. For the Braves, they were willing to take on salary this year, a year where they're probably, you know, even with additions, you know, if you make enough additions, you can become a playoff team. But in terms of, you know, my example was always, hey, look, if you add Clayton Kershaw to that young rotation right now, they're probably still not a playoff team. So I think they're still a year away. So you take on money right now within this trade, knowing that this is going to be another step within the rebuild, but you enter next offseason where the free agent market, everyone knows how abundant, how much talent will be on that free agent market. They're going to enter that with at least $80 million to spend. It may be closer to $100 million, depending on where their payroll goes. So they will be major players next year, a year where they will have had a chance to spend the next this upcoming summer evaluating where their young players stand, exactly what their needs are, how to best take that next step to becoming a playoff team. So, you know, I don't think Braves fans should go, oh, well, they've already given up and they've thrown the white flag. No, what they've done is something that was wise. Instead of trying to push things for this season, live with what you have, make some changes. You know, Matt Kemp needed to go for a number of reasons. You know, the injuries piled up last year. He did come to camp in great shape, to his credit. He was productive for about 6 weeks, but as soon as the hamstring issues started bothering him and affecting his on-field play, his conditioning habits came into question. He regained all the weight that he had lost over the winter. And in some ways, you know, players, coaches, everyone was starting to see that he was not the best influence within the clubhouse. So it was when you've got a young kid like Ronald Acuna coming, an impressionable 20-year-old mind, I think you want to create the right clubhouse culture. So to gain that financial flexibility next year is big. And also, look, Brandon McCarthy and Scott Kazmir, they come with question marks. But McCarthy was healthy enough to be on the World Series roster. If he can give the Braves 140 innings, that's great. If Kazmir can at least, you know, prove that he's healthy enough that maybe they can flip him at some point this summer, then he provides some value as well. So, and to add a bench piece like Charlie Culberson, that just adds to your versatility. This was a trade that the greatest impact will be felt down the road. But at the same time, Alex Anthopoulos did, you know, take care of some of his off-season desires here to add experience to his rotation and some depth to the bench.
Charlie Culberson, it's funny. He stands out to me. He broke out in a big way for the Dodgers this season. But during their playoff run, I remember him celebrating that home run while they were still down by a couple of runs. And that's kind of what the talk of the town was the next day. But either way, he seems like a long-term player for this Braves organization, someone that can make an impact in the future, right?
Yeah, you know, and he grew up not far from Atlanta, about an hour and a half north. And really probably, you know, just an hour north of SunTrust Park. You know, I think he'll be a good fit. You know, everyone talks about his character. I think the one thing I'll never forget about Charlie Culberson was that home run he hit during Vin Scully's last game there at Dodger Stadium. That's one thing. I guess that's what I'll always remember Charlie about. But, yeah, just to add a guy that with that kind of versatility, from what I understand, like I said, high-character guy that can do a lot of things if his presence allows them to think about playing, utilizing Johan Camargo as their everyday third baseman. I don't know if that's Camargo's future long-standing role, but at the same time, this is once again the year to find out exactly what he is as an everyday player. Let's not forget, you know, Dansby Swanson struggled last summer, and that's primary reason Dansby went back to the minors. But it was also had to do with the fact that Dansby wasn't playing because Camargo was playing so well. He's the best defensive infielder within the system. I think that he has a bright future here in Atlanta. I don't know exactly what his role is. Maybe he isn't best utilized as a utility player, but if you had a chance to give him regular bats this year, that's not a problem. He can certainly handle the role and maybe keep that position warm until Austin Riley's ready or let's just go ahead and throw out Machado's name since, you know, get things stirred up here a year ahead of time.
Let's do it, man. Come on. It's almost the holiday season. People are licking their chops for that kind of stuff. The Braves were looking for a veteran pitcher we know. Is Brandon McCarthy, Scott Kazmir their answer to that, or are they still looking?
I think they're the answer, you know, or is that the guy that some Braves fans might have wanted? No, but I think that they were just looking for guys to eat innings to protect some of their young arms. And like I said, they're looking for McCarthy to do that. Anything that Kazmir gives them is gravy now. I mean, they basically just had to take on that contract to get all the other benefits. And, you know, he's battled injuries, you know, throughout his career, at least over the last three seasons, did not pitch at all last year at the big league level. I think with McCarthy, if he can kind of produce just like R.A. Dickey did last year, just be that guy that sets a good example within the clubhouse, a guy that, you know, an experienced guy that some of the young pitchers can go to when they have problems, and somebody who just he takes that ball every 5 days. And then at some point in the summer, you know, it would be a good problem to have. You step back and go, okay, Mike Soroka and Colby Allard are ready for the majors. You know, we don't have a spot for them. You know, what are you going to do with Brandon McCarthy? I mean, if you get to a point where you don't have Brandon McCarthy this year, that's not a problem. That means your young kids are developing to the point that you want them to, but you don't want to get stuck early in the season and push these kids because you need a rotation spot. You want to be able to allow them to develop fully at the minor league level before you call them up. I think Sean Newcomb benefited from that last year where he was able to spend two full months at AAA before coming up. A year earlier, the Braves brought Aaron Blair up in April. And, you know, Aaron Blair now 2 years later, he comes to the majors, you know, as a celebrated prospect, and now people have completely forgotten about him. Does that mean he came up too early? No, not necessarily. But at the same time, I think you want to do whatever you can to make sure that your prospects had every opportunity to develop fully before coming to the big leagues.
Braves also acquired Preston Tucker from the Astros in exchange for some cash or a player to be named later. What can fans expect from Tucker?
Well, this is a guy with power potential. He hit 13 homers for the Astros in 2015. He struggled the following year, and then as the Astros continued to evolve into World Series champions, he became a forgotten character, and that's understood. You know, he's not a left-handed bat that could get some some time in left field, especially at the beginning of the year. My current expectation is they'll wait, that Acuna will not be on the opening day roster. They'll probably wait a few weeks or maybe months before calling him up. So Tucker and Lane Adams, with the current structure, I think they could share some time in left field until Acuna comes. He's a guy that it's interesting. You can't teach that kind of power. You'd like to see him his contact rate increase, but at the same time, it's worth taking a flyer on this guy. It doesn't cost him anything. It's a deal where a player to be named later with cash, one of those deals that maybe you'll strike gold, and then if you don't, who cares? You at least took a chance on a guy that you're bringing into your system. And like I said, you can't teach that kind of power potential. You hope at some stage a guy like this starts to increase his contact rate just enough to add a little more value to his game.
All right, Mark, we're heading into the holiday season. Give me one thing on the top of all Braves fans' holiday wish list.
I think the wish list this year should be to see at least two of these three guys. I'm going to go ahead and mention these three guys, Mike Fultonevich, Sean Newcomb, and Luis Gohara. You want to see two of those three guys make significant strides this year to give you the confidence that they're ready to enter 2019 as a legit number two or number three starter. You're interested. You want to see the Sorokas, the Allards, the Freeds make progress. I'm going to be patient with them. I'm going to push these guys a little bit more just because they finished the year in the rotation and put the focus on them. If two of those three guys make significant strides over the course of this season, I think at this point next winter when you and I are talking, we'll no longer be using the word potential playoff contenders. We'll say, hey, look, this team is a legit playoff contender.
All right, hopefully they get that wish. I've heard that word potential a lot, and sometimes it's a positive, and sometimes if it's attached to your name for too long, it's not so much. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see those guys reach that full potential and eventually make it to where they're supposed to be. All right, that's going to do us for here on MLB.com Extras Braves Edition. Mark Bowman, thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays, happy new year, and we will see you in 2018.
Happy holidays to you as well. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.